West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office says no arrests were made on Wednesday following a teenager's claim that his neighbor was shooting at three young boys while they were playing in their own yard. According to the report, on Wednesday, deputies were dispatched to an address on Banning Road in Whitesburg due to a 911 call coming in reference to shots fired. Information gathered from the 18-year-old complainant stated his neighbor, a 30-year-old male, fired a gun at three young relatives. Deputies arrived near the scene and prepared themselves with proper equipment due to the information gathered from the dispatchers. ACE units, as well as SWAT, were also called to the scene. The victims were able to be located and removed from their residence by the ACE unit. Contact was made with the complainant, who advised he was in the residence playing video games, as his 11-year-old and 5-year-old brothers and 7-year-old cousin were outside playing on the trampoline. He stated he heard a loud bang, but said due to hearing bang or gunshots frequently, he did not pay any mind. Seconds later, he stated all three boys ran into the residence, saying their neighbor was in the woods shooting at them. He stated that this is when he called 911, told deputies that his neighbor only shoots when someone from his household is outside. The youth were escorted to the sheriff's office for interviews, where it was learned that no one observed the neighbor shooting. The victims heard a shot that appeared closer than normal. Crackling noises like footsteps from the wood line could be heard by the victims, like someone or something may have been moving in the woods. One of the victims advised he thought it may have been a beaver, but was not sure. Later, the suspect was located and questioned by ACE. They uncovered no evidence to suggest he fired a weapon at the alleged victims. The suspect denied firing any type of weapon. Well, bond has been denied for a 34-year-old Carrollton woman accused of shoplifting approximately $8,400 worth of merchandise from the Carrollton Walmart during seven separate visits to the superstore. Crystal Dawn Johns accused of taking, without paying, 18 televisions, 4 PlayStation 5 consoles, and dog food. While the majority of her alleged thefts are said to have occurred during the last few weeks, she is also accused of taking close to $800 in merchandise from the same Walmart location back in September of last year. How the alleged thefts were allegedly conducted is not being shared at this time to avoid giving anyone any ideas. Portions of Carroll and Harrelson County are back to experiencing moderate drought conditions, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. The western portions of both Carroll and Harrelson have reached that status, along with all of Heard and Troop counties. During moderate drought conditions, crops are vulnerable, soil moisture is low, gardens and lawns require more water, stream and pond levels are lower, water temperatures increase, and tree stress begins. All other points in our listening area are still considered abnormally dry. The city of Villarrica on Saturday hosting the West Georgia Hispanic Heritage Festival from 12 noon until 5 o'clock at the Mill Amphitheater in downtown. Food, vendors, games, and activities, plus a mariachi band, folkloric dancing, and more.
This will be the second year for the Hispanic Heritage Festival. It was previously put on by the Villarrica Library, and so they wanted to grow it, so they came over and turned it into a Main Street event. So there'll be it will be at the Mill Amphitheater, and they're going to have a lot of cool things. They're going to have some entertainment, and then Hispanic food vendors. They'll have tacos. They'll have Dominican food and all kinds of fun merchandise.
Villarrica Tourism Manager Colin Cash there promoting the West Georgia Hispanic Heritage Festival in Villarrica on a recent WLBB Community Voice program. The Carroll County Master Gardener is hosting the 4th Annual Buffalo Creek Fall Festival on Saturday. This year's event will be under the cover of the Ag Center building, both inside and in the barn area. This free community event is held from 9 a.m. until 4 at the Carroll County Ag Center in Carrollton.
We have 108 vendors that will be with us, and we have a lot of vendors that will actually have food. In addition to the food trucks, we've got a vendor with dog treats. We have, of course, wreaths. We will also have some plants. So we have so much going on, kokedamas, candles, kids' hair ties, herbal oils, resin, jewelry, nail polish, crocheted items, jams and jellies. It's one of those festivals that you walk in and it's like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Carroll County Master Gardeners promoting the Buffalo Creek Fall Festival on a recent WLBB Community Voice program. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.